Hi, my name is Lorette Pichano, and I'm the director of the Rural Coalition. The moon is rising, maybe not at night, but before dawn, revealing a towering pile of hay, stacked in those days not with a tractor, but a pitchfork. The farm aglow in the moonlight reminds me of family road trips in the 1960s. My mother would notice the light on in the windows of the houses we passed, the family waking up to the hard, never-ending work of a small dairy farm. How many morning lights have gone out, extinguished since Tryon painted this one? Factory farms distribute milk to ever fewer grocery stores, generating towering piles of waste and profiting investors over small farmers. Why this sinister-looking cow? Itself an immigrant from Europe, the cow provided a familiar food for growing immigrant populations in the northeastern cities in the 1870s. In this view, maybe from a milking stool, as someone struggles to fill the pail so they can feed their family and squeeze out a few pennies for dry goods, the red cow stands in a dark and indistinct landscape and seems to pretend what's coming. Pasteurization and refrigeration will make her milk safe to ship to urban centers to meet growing demand. Though she came as an immigrant herself, will she be pushed to her limit to sustain newer arrivals? How will she feel about milking machines? I work on policy and with immigrant farming communities, traditional farming communities, and why were we being asked to go to a museum and write labels for pictures. But I found it fascinating. I found it, as we learned what the pictures were, we were looking at landscapes and we learned how to see things, and we're always thinking of boundaries in the work we do on agriculture. And so I think it was the title that also attracted me to it. And so suddenly before me was the whole history of modern agriculture for all its gains and losses. And so I think that made it fascinating. The group of people brought together, it was fascinating to work together with them to really enjoy and participate in this project. Thank you. I learned about the history of the collection. I learned about trying to think about how do people who are coming into a museum to look at pictures think about it, and how might we encourage them to think about it in a different way. I learned the value, which I've always believed in, of working together with a diverse group of people to see things differently. And I think that's the challenge we're hoping that those who come and look at the pictures now will think about, that they'll think about what's different here. And one thing you'll notice that's different is how many times have you seen the labels have the pictures of the people who wrote them? I just kept seeing dairy and cows. And I was remembering that during that time period, so many things were happening. So I was fascinated by when were these artists painting? And so, you know, when I looked at that, I just saw the picture of the dairy. And, you know, we're constantly, right here, we're next door to the Department of Agriculture, right here on the mall. And just thinking about how much dairy shaped the landscape of the Northeast and how much also it's changed since then.